The Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us on a Rav Mitzvah La'anicha. The mitzvah is to put the mezuzah b'tefach hasamach l'shus rabim, the tefach that's closest to the shus rabim. Says the Gemara, my tama, what's the reason? Rabbanan Amri say to Rabbanan k'dei shiyifka b'mezuzah miyad, that as soon as a person comes into his home, he should encounter the mezuzah. Rav Chanina Misura Amar, that the mezuzah should protect him and protect the entire house from any issues. There's a machloikus hapoiskim. If this halacha that we just learned, which is brought actually in Shulchan Aruch twice in Yerodeya, Simon Resh Pehe Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch Nisinosai B'Tefach Achitzai, and so too is the halacha in Simon Resh Pei Tes Sif Beis Ezemokin Kviyosai B'Toy Chalal Sha Pesach B'Tefach HaSomach L'Chutz. So the Shulchan Aruch closed this Gemara twice. And there's a machloikas hapoiskim, if this halacha is a deraisa or the rabbonon. The opinion of the curious sefer is that it's only a din de rabbonon, whereas the das kedoshim's opinion is that it's a din deraisa. The klaus magareb in a tshuva, shalos a tshuva stiver yatsiv, yoredeya Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, actually says that the question is really dependent on the two reasons that we just learned in the Gemara, why you should put the mezuzah b'tefach hasamach l'shus rabim. According to the reason that you should encounter the mitzvah first as soon as you come to the house, so then we could learn that it's absolutely essential because the mezuzah is here to remind us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam teaches us in Perek Vav, Chayiv, Halacha Yud Gimel. We'll quote this Rambam in Mitzvah Shem still. So since this is so critical, so the halacha is that you have to have it right when you come in. But if the reason is, as Rav Chanina said, because the house should have a shmira, as long as you have a mezuzah, then your house has a shmira. And in fact, the Torah says that if in Tzurim Reish Pei Tes, that if you didn't put the mezuzah on the tefach hasamach l'shus harabim, you were still yoytze the mitzvah. However, the Ben Ishchai says this, that the Torah is lenient and says that if you didn't put it on the right place, the dieved is okay, is only where it's difficult to put it on the tefach hasamach l'chutz. But if it's in a situation where it could easily be taken off and be put back in the right place, that's what you should do. This question that our Gemara just discussed, why is there a halacha to put the mezuzah b'tefach hasamach l'chutz, is connected to what we discussed in the previous year. In the previous year, we had a discussion regarding the halacha that our Gemara taught us about putting the mezuzah in a place where should you put the mezuzah, what height on the doorway should you put the mezuzah. And we had a long discussion, if you have a very tall doorway, where do you put the mezuzah, the Tosfos quotes or Yerushalmi. So if the reason, as our Gemara says, is that you should see the mezuzah as soon as you come to the house, that would be very much in line with the opinion of the Yerushalmi, that you should put the mezuzah in a place that is at your shoulder height, even though it's below top third of the door, in order that you should see the mezuzah, because that's what our Gemara says, that you should yifkabah, you should see the mezuzah immediately. However, if the reason is because the mezuzah is there for a shmira, so your seeing the mezuzah is not that critical. That's not what the Gemara said is what's critical. And therefore, the halacha would be that you could put the mezuzah, perhaps, you could perhaps put the mezuzah even if you didn't put it in the outer tefach, it's still a fine. The Rambam in Hilchis Mezuzah, Perakei Halacha Dalet, says those that write in the mezuzah the names of Malachim or the names of different things to watch the home, Ein Lahem Heilik L'Olam Haba. And the Rambam explains because they're turning over a mitzvah gedolah, which is the mitzvah of mezuzah, and they're turning it into something that's just done for a shmira. As the Kesem Mishnah, here we're learning that Rav Chanina says that the mezuzah is put there l'shem shmira. So why is the Rambam saying that you're not allowed to put up a mezuzah and do different acts to show that the mezuzah is l'shem shmira? We see that's what the Gemara says is the whole purpose of the mezuzah. Answers the Kesem Mishnah. We should not look at the mezuzah as if the mezuzah was made l'shem shmira. We have to look at the mezuzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to put up a mezuzah. Just what? If we put up a mezuzah and we put it up properly, as we've been learning the halachas, what is the proper way of putting up a mezuzah? That if we put up the mezuzah properly, then the mezuzah will protect us. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam means don't make your mezuzah only l'shem shmira. But that doesn't mean that once you did it with the right way, with the right intent, it isn't there as a shmira. The Das Kedoshim in Siman Resh Pei Hei Sifkot and Aleph tells us that the entire mezuzah has to be within the outside tefach closest to the Rishus Rabbim. And that one should be careful that not even one letter of the mezuzah should be not within that tefach, because he learns, as we said before, that the chiyuv of putting the mezuzah b'tefach hasamach l'shus rabin is a chiyuv d'oraisa. And since it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, sofek d'oraisa l'chumra. The Migdash Ma'at, disagrees, and he says that what's critical is that the entire mezuzah be in the doorway, but the fact that it's in the doorway is adequate. All of the mezuzah should be within the doorway, but if it's not all within tefach asamach l'shus rabim, it's still okay. Again, it really is connected to the two reasons why we have to put the mezuzah b'tefach hasamach l'shus rabim. If the reason is that we should see the mezuzah as soon as we enter the home, so then even if we don't have the mezuzah in the first tefach, it's even if we just have part of the mezuzah in the first tefach, it's going to be acceptable. Because that's enough to create a situation that I see the mezuzah when I enter the home. But if the purpose is that the entire house should have a shmira, then the entire house does not have a shmira if part of the mezuzah is now within the outside tefach. And that would be a nafka mina between the two reasons given in the Gemara. The Michas Elazar, and the Shaul Sechuvas Michas Elazar, Chelik Aleph, Simon Lamed Vav Sivkotin Beis discusses if you have a very small mezuzah, that even if you put the mezuzah, as we discussed in a previous shiur, on a slant, on an angle, it doesn't take up the entire tefach. Is there still a rule that you have to have the mezuzah as close as possible to Rishus Rabbim? Or is as long as we have it in the first tefach, closest to Rishus Rabbim, even though it isn't right by the edge, it's going to be fine. So again, this would be dependent on the two reasons that we just learned in the Gemara. If the reason is Kadesh Shiyishma Bayis Kuloi, so you want to have it as close as possible to your entrance, Kadesh Shiyishma Bayis Kuloi, the entire house has a Shmira. But if the reason is that you should encounter the mezuzah as soon as you come in, then it makes no difference where you encounter the mezuzah. It makes a difference as long as it's within the first tefach, it's acceptable. Michas Elazar also makes a point in Sifkot and Gimel of that tshuva that there are people, there was a Rav, the Paskin, that this halacha of having the mezuzah by the first tefach is only by the entrance to the home. That when you come to the home, you should right away encounter the mezuzah. But in the other rooms of the house, it doesn't make a difference where the mezuzah is put. And the Michas Elazar disagrees, and he says by every doorway in the home, the halacha is that the mezuzah should be put in the first tefach. Particularly, he says, since the halacha is that that's the way that the mezuzah is shomer, watches the entire room, so you want to have it cover as much ground as possible. He says that this mistake probably emanates from what the Ramah already mentions in Yoridei Simresh Pei Zayin Sif Beis, that Ela Nahagim Likfoy Mezuzah Rak B'Pesach Abayis, that they only put a mezuzah on the in the front door, Ela Mal Lismoich, and the Taz there in Sifkot and Dal says, Yer Shemaim Aroitz Lishmas Atzmai Meruchas Ra, Roiz, if a person wants to watch himself, Yikv Mezuzah B'Kol Psochov, she makes sure to put up a mezuzah on every door. And Anna Michsalaz is teaching us not only on every door, but in the Pesach HaSomach L'chutz. The Klozmig Rebbe says, it really depends what the reason is, as we keep on saying. If the reason is that the entire room should have a shmira, so then of course you should put it in the first tefach. If the reason, however, is that you should always encounter the mezuzah when you come and go, then maybe it doesn't have to be on the other rooms by that place. And the reason is because just like you're walking into the room, you're walking out of the room, and therefore you don't have to be so makbid. But of course, the minig is to be makbid by all the rooms. It should be a tefach hasamach l'chutz. But there's one more very important point I'd like to add to the shir, which the Sefer Chovos Hador discusses. He says in many doorways, they have the doorway, but then there's a narrow strip that protrudes in the doorway. Says the Chovos Hador, that narrow strip may not be the tefach hasamach l'chutz. But that narrow strip narrows the width of the doorway. And since it narrows the width of the doorway, so we have to be very careful that keep the mezuzah within that narrow area. Because if you're going to put it, even though you want to put it betafach samach l'chutz, that may not be within the area of the doorway. And of course, the halacha that the mezuzah has to be within the area of the doorway takes precedence over the halacha of tefach hasamach l'chutz, and therefore put it on that strip, even though it's deeper than a tefach into the doorway.